the Indians win. It's actually part of my game day duties is I pick a family or a fan to come in. If we win, as the players take the field to clap hands, we ring it.
The ringing of the Max Schumacher victory bell is just one way the Indianapolis Indians baseball team reaches out to the fans. The entire Indians organization, from the players to the front office, does their best to engage the fans during games. The manager of the public relations and promotions departments, Brian McLaughlin, explains how.
We kind of do anything we can, whether it be from getting our mascot Rowdy out there. We try and do any of our promotions. We want to be fan engagement so that they're catching t-shirts, they're in a contest, they're in a lucky row. You can tweet your photo and we'll put it up on the video board. You know, that kind of thing. Just any downtime we have so that, you know, like you said, even if you're not a huge baseball fan, you're still entertained.
One of the ways the Indians attract fans is by using their world-class facilities. Public relations and promotions intern Sarah Pila explains just how high their stadium ranks in the nation.
Victory Field has been named the best minor league ballpark in America by Baseball America and Sports Illustrated.
The actual field of the ballpark is made up of many more materials than some think. Head groundskeeper Joey Stevenson explains what goes into the field to make it so appealing not only to players, but to fans as well.
It gets mowed every day. We have an in-ground irrigation system. The warning track that you're standing on actually is a soil from New Jersey. The sand comes from Shelbyville. The infield mix comes from Ohio. Some of the clays that we have in the batter's box comes from Missouri. So it's different types of dirt from all over the country, pretty much.
Being a minor league baseball team, there are some struggles to promoting the players.
If we tried to have Gregory Polanco night, well, he might get called up the day before, and so we're Gregory Polanco night without Gregory Polanco.
Order 1,000 t-shirts for a pregame pass out, and the day before he gets traded.
But the promotions department finds an alternative way to show off their team.
We promote family-friendly atmosphere, low price. We've got a great setting here at Victory Field. So basically, we just promote the experience of coming out to a game.
We turn to our mascot and we turn to our coach to market most of our images. And if we market, like, let's say our billboard, you're not going to see like the player's name on his jersey or something like that. It's going to be a generic image.
With the season back in full swing, the Indians have new events for the summer games.
You know, hopefully our team is exciting and fun to watch, and we just basically try to make every game as exciting as it can. But then we'll throw in some things like we have signature Saturdays. We'll have different entertainment groups on different nights. Three nights where we have Bark in the Park, where you can bring your dog and sit out in the right field lawn and watch the game. So we just try and come up with different ways to, again, if you're really a baseball fan, you're going to want to come out and see it, but we also try and reach those who aren't and just want to bring the family out for a good time.
So far, it seems as though their plans are succeeding.
Hey, what's your favorite part about coming to Indians games?
The atmosphere.
I really enjoy bringing the family out. It's a great family environment.
I just like watching baseball.
As of 2014, the Indians have enjoyed an increase of sales by 150%, according to Image Source magazine. So their promotions on and off the field are working. For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Samuel Wiederhaft.